look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicles' Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, we've got baseball coming up. Steven Matz on the hill for the Mets today. He can hit, I'll tell you that, but he can be hit. Righty's 16 homers of the 19 against him. Lefty's hitting 329 against him, as Mark Simon says he's got to have the breaking ball, and that's the story of baseball today. You better get these big boppers off balance or else they're going to take you out of the park, which happened yesterday. Bruce Jenkins, how are you today? It was great to see you yesterday at the park. I loved it.
Yeah, coming off the knee replacement surgery. It's the first time I'd covered anything in about 3 months. So, yeah, great to be out there. Beautiful day at the park. And, I'm getting back into the swing of things.
Couple of debuts today, Bruce. Connor Menez and Zachary. You know, when I was younger, I used to love when the Giants would make a trade and you get a new player in the lineup. But I get excited when you get a rookie making his debut, too. Today we'll get two of them, a hitter and a pitcher. What's your feeling when you get to see a rookie making his big league debut?
Oh, well, it's always really interesting, you know, especially in the Giants case. I mean, kind of a shocker that Holland was DFA'd. I don't think anybody really saw that coming, but Menez is an interesting guy, left-hander, got a big, long stride. He's not a flamethrower, but he throws in the 90s, early 90s, and he's got a bunch of breaking pitches, so... And he was impressive in AAA, so I think it's an interesting move. I mean, can you imagine, you know, coming down the stretch with him and Beatty and Sean Anderson and Derek Rodriguez? I mean, a bunch of kids out there. But, yeah, it is really exciting.
You know, if you get excited for rookies making a debut, you've had a very exciting season with the Giants, haven't you?
It's just one day after another.
It never stops. Come on. This is the mixmaster of all mixmasters. This is what he does. And he just keeps doing it till he gets it right. At least that's the way it seems.
Yeah, what's just the Holland move?
I was surprised. Maybe he sealed his fate with his outburst a couple of months ago.
Yeah, I wondered about that.
But look, and I've said it on the show a few weeks now, this guy gets lefties out. I realize Alonso took him out, and blasted him yesterday, 444 feet. But for a team that needs a left-handed reliever, why not? So I assume no one was going to pick up his salary, and they didn't want to. I guess they didn't want to deal with him anymore. They needed the spot. So they'll release him, and someone will pick him up and put him in their bullpen.
Yeah, I would imagine so. It's not going to be cheap for him. It's a couple million and a half, I guess, to do that. But, yeah, you know, left-handers who can get people out. I mean, at some point you put aside the money and you go get a guy like that.
Well, if somebody claims him, they'll have to pick up part of the salary. But if they don't claim him, the Giants release him. Now the Giants are on the hook for the salary.
Yeah.
And here come the A's to pick up Derek Holland. And then they're paying him $50,000. The Giants are paying him $4 million. You know, you can see that coming.
Yeah, it's a mixed bag with Holland. I mean, you know, he got lit up by Alfonso and Frazier, the right-hand hitters with the fastball, which is, you know, never a good sign. So it's tough if you're in there just to get the lefties, especially. You know, he's a guy who's expected to pitch, you know, sometimes two or three innings as a long guy because he can do that. And you just don't know what you're going to get there. So, I mean, I don't think it's terribly earth-shaking. I don't know how much he'll really be missed, but it'll be interesting to see.
Well, it's not earth-shaking, but it is funny relative to where the Giants were last year with the 197 luxury tax threshold. They didn't have the luxury of being able to make a move like this last year to just say, hey, we'll eat some salary if we need to, because they were trying to stay underpaying that luxury tax.
Yeah, it's a little bit different deal there, and it's just, Zaidi, does he ever sleep? I mean, this guy
never,
is just
never.
Tinkering, the mad tinkerer of the roster, but, you know, so many good things have taken place after a really rocky start, you know, with the outfield and everything. Yastrzemski and Dickerson and the faith they've showed in Beatty has been terrific despite him going up and down. And it's just an ongoing saga.
Yeah, Slater, Green is now in there. And I guess if there was a movie, he would be played by Gene Wilder, like in the Frankenstein movie. You know, he would be Dr. Frankenstein. I mean, he's always doing something. You know?
Young Frankenstein. Igor is who we're talking about. Yeah. Or the hump keeps changing sides. Yeah. Great movie.
I love when you get Gene Wilder in there, better than the Bonnie and Clyde role where he was terrified in the back seat.
Right. he was Willy Wonka. Come on.
Yeah.
That was the best movie ever.
Can Augustus Gloop hit? That's what we're looking for, Bruce. Yeah.
I loved it. Come on. Bonnie was an Oompa Loompa. That was her role in the play. All right, let's see where we are. All right, you and I haven't talked at all about the Hall of Fame. Some quick thoughts on maybe some of the people going in?
Well, I saw some of Jason Stark's speech this morning. I'm looking forward to seeing the whole thing. But that was, terrific from us. All of us baseball writers really admire Jason. He's been around an awfully long time. I was talking to Mike Kruko about him when Kruko was with the Phillies. In the 70s, Jason Stark was a beat writer for the family. That goes a long way back, and he was very respected then. But actually, we did talk about Messina and Lee Smith and a couple of the guys yesterday. But, it's always a great day, and it's great when there's several people going in, because it sounds like it's going to thin out in future years, or maybe just one guy gets in. But this is a great class. I'm a little under the weather today. I haven't been able to watch the speeches, but I'm looking forward to doing that.
Well, we'll let you get running, but the one I want to bring up is Omar Vizquel. We had this. We were talking about Fangraphs the other half hour ago, but the Giants' percentage of getting in the playoffs has gone from 0.1 to 4%. Well, terrific. And if they're going to knock on Vizquel because of some Statcast nonsense, they didn't see him play.
No, they never saw him.
And played 20, he's got a million hits, still close to 3,000 hits. And he was one of the best shortstops of all time. How do you knock this guy?
Well, I know. I've always said he's the greatest shortstop I've ever seen. And, I saw Ozzie Smith, and I've seen some fantastic guys like, Ray Ordonez and this kid Jose Iglesias are really magicians with the glove. But Vizquel, if you just saw him for one season, if he played for your team for one season, or even if you just watch him take infield, which a lot of guys on both teams would stop and watch him do that, the greatest hands ever bestowed a shortstop, I've always claimed, and a really fascinating guy, great personality, and a Hall of Famer just in every respect for me. I don't look at the numbers to begin with. You just know that he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, take care of yourself, and next week we will have, I'm sure, an interesting conversation after the Cubs and the first Padre game, at least. And, it's so funny, Bruce, and you wrote a great column today about the beauty of being out here yesterday and where the Giants are at. But it's so funny that every game now, you're sort of hanging on what's going to happen on every game because it has big implications.
And that was the point I tried to make, is if your team is in it and every game has its own little storylines and it means something in the standings, that's all you can ask as a fan. That's what you owe your fans to do. You're certainly not going to win it. One team wins it. But to be relevant like that, and the Giants are there now, is that's what you want.
Yeah, it's fun. All right, take care of yourself. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, that is the great Bruce Jenkins.
Jenkins.
Great
yeah.
to see him out here yesterday.
Yeah, it was fun to have him.